ICE relaunches tip line as illegal alien is charged with hate crime in Colorado terrorist attack. By John Binder on June 2, 2025. The Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, is relaunching its tip line as an illegal alien has been charged with attempted murder and federal hate crimes after he allegedly committed a terrorist attack targeting Jewish Americans and Israel supporters in Boulder, Colorado. On Monday, Colorado prosecutors charged 45-year-old illegal alien Mohammed Sabri Solomon of Egypt with 8 counts of first-degree attempted murder committed after deliberation, 8 counts of first-degree attempted murder with extreme indifference, first-degree assault, and possession of an incendiary device. According to police, Solomon used a makeshift flamethrower and Molotov cocktails to injure 8 Americans at a gathering near Boulder's Pearl Street Mall for the Israeli hostages taken by Hamas terrorists. Solomon shouted, "Free Palestine," as he allegedly sought to murder those gathered. Federal prosecutors have similarly charged Solomon with a hate crime. In the wake of the attack, ICE officials announced that they are relaunching the agency's tip line for Americans to call in criminal or suspicious activity with suspects they believe are illegal aliens. For 4 years, the Biden administration allowed millions of unvetted illegal aliens, including terrorists, gang members, and other violent criminals, to pour into our country. Yesterday's terrorist attack by a suspect illegally in our country underscores the importance of getting these illegal aliens out of our country, Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Assistant Secretary Tricia McLaughlin said in a statement. Secretary Noem is revamping ICE's illegal alien tip line to devote more resources and personnel to help remove these criminal illegal aliens from our country. To report suspicious criminal activity, call 866-DHS-2ICE, 866-347-2423, help President Trump. Secretary Noem and our brave law enforcement remove these public safety threats from our communities and to make America safe again. Emphasis added. Solomon arrived in the United States via LAX in Los Angeles, California, on a tourist visa in August 2022. The visa expired in February 2023, but Solomon never departed the U.S. as required by federal law, making him an illegal alien. Even after his visa had expired, former President Joe Biden's administration approved a work permit for him to hold an American job in March 2023. That work permit expired in March of this year. Solomon reportedly previously attempted to enter the U.S. 20 years ago but was denied a visa. He remains held in Colorado custody and prosecutors have asked for a $10 million cash bond. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.